quite sad. End of an era, I guess. It was the best place to buy fake blood, anyway.
So you loved a bit of fake blood?
Yeah, gotta love the blood. It's not Halloween without it. I think everything's going online now, so it's just gonna be a ghost town, I guess.
You did go fake blood once for Halloween.
Yeah, I did, definitely. And I definitely think moving more into a virtual world and more into a remote world is definitely not something that we should be excited about. We should definitely be trying to push back on that and try and get more funding for smaller businesses and try and move out of the online world, because essentially it's a lot of job loss and it's just the wealth gap is really increasing from the bottom to the top.
Hi, my name is Shay Howland and I'm the owner of Fun Place on South King Street here in Dublin.
Shay, Fun Place, a well-known joke shop. We've been here for generations. How many years?
40 years, Henry.
40 years, and we've got tents just outside, very close, so homeless people are sleeping rough. But for you, you were just handing chocolate to the homeless there and you were giving them goods. I understand that the business is closing.
Yeah, so we've had to close, obviously, like everybody else in retail, three stages of lockdown during the pandemic. The difference between our business and most other retail is that we're very dependent on festivals and nightclubs opening and stuff like that. So until the entertainment industry comes back, I think we're going to find it difficult to reopen, at least in that short term.
Are you closed forever?
Well, we hope not, you know, but we are dependent
on closing.
We are dependent on vaccine rollouts and people getting vaccinated, you know, quickly and stuff like that. And as I said, the entertainment business coming back on track. Funplace.ie it's in transition at the moment. We're trying, like everybody else, to pivot online. But really, at the moment, we don't have trade because nobody's going out. Nobody's partying. You know, we don't have any hens or stags, so and we don't have any tourists. So until those things come back, our trade is going to be very difficult.
After 40 years, this must be a sad day.
Very sad. I mean, yeah, it's been a long road, really. You know, we were going well up until last October, 10 days before Halloween, we got closed down with another lockdown, and that really was very, very difficult to take at that time.
I think it's an absolute joke. He's a gentleman that runs it. He'll go out his way to do any campfire, whether it's communions, confirmations, anything at all. That man is a legend. He's well respected in Dublin by an awful lot of people, and it'd be a sin for a shop to close down.
So it's a joke for the joke shop to close, excuse
yeah,
the pun.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And what sort of things did you buy in there? What sort of unusual things did you get?
Anything. I only had a confirmation, then I have me leaving cert. The man went there was waiting to make me all the balloons, to make me everything else. Just this good discount. He's the most loyal man you could ever meet. He's such a well-liked man. It's very good to everyone through the pandemic.
And we can hear the Lewis behind us, and it's very quiet in town at the moment, in the city, in the capital. The Lewis used to bring in thousands of shoppers on
South King Street.
And they
all used to go to his shop. Everyone used to go to his shop. The man is decent, his prices are good, and he'd always do you a discount. His staff are lovely that were in the shop, you are well mannered, and I tell you, it'll be horrible to see a shop go. What's everybody in Dublin gonna go and do now? I bought the It Clown. Loads of others did, it'd be sad.
Oh, the highlights have been absolutely the crack we've had here. The people that come into this shop. Everybody comes in good humour, and we'd like to think they left in better humour. Because you're going to a party, you're going to an event, you're going to a hen's, you're going to a stag's, you're going somewhere and you're in good form about that and you're looking forward to it, and they come into us and we dress them up and they come out skipping. And they share our stories, that you know, we share, interact with each other, and that's what I miss. That's what you do, mister, that human interaction. And like, it's the name of the shop is Fun Place, so it's all about having fun. And that's the business, and I've been so lucky to be involved in it.
What's the strangest thing people have bought, and how hard has it been, I suppose, closing down the shop in the pandemic?
Well, we've met all sorts of you know, weird and wonderful people over the years, and the strangest things I've done, if I can actually say on radio. But one story that comes to mind is a couple of Sundays ago, I was driving up Grafton Street the wrong way, and I wasn't supposed to be doing it, didn't realise. Got pulled in by a detective in an unmarked car who asked me what I was doing, and I think had full intentions of doing me. And when I told him I was from Fun Place, he roared laughing, and only to regale a story where he used to buy stink bombs when he was a kid and throw them into the principal's office. And he was delighted to be able to regale to me that he was never caught.
This Fun Place, it's been there for 40 years, this joke shop. What are your memories?
Well, I'd walk past here quite a lot, and you know, it's kind of iconic. It's a bit of a landmark. Around Christmas time or Halloween, there's always nice, you know, kind of stuff in the window. And it's something that you'd miss on the street. I think that's just an effect of the pandemic. Like, there just isn't the football on streets anymore. I know in Mullingar, some of the streets are just completely barren, empty.
So barren, boarded up.
Yeah, but yeah, it's weird to see that it's happening in the Big Smoke as well up here in Dublin.
So do you worry, not just for Mullingar, do you worry for the Big Smoke?
I suppose times are changing. A lot of the kind of stuff like costumes, wigs and masks, that's all happening online now. People are buying them on Amazon.
And when was the last time you dressed up in a costume? A wig, a mask, as opposed to a face mask?
Jeez, I don't... Swapping the face masks for Halloween masks. It was probably around Halloween. I think I dressed up as Jack Sparrow.
I think it's terrible. It's been going on for years. The high street's been dying. I mean, whether it's... I've just been down to a nice butcher shop to get some nice... If we don't support our high street, it dies. Maybe we'll turn it back into housing. Maybe we'll do something useful with it. With the high street, what we don't want is a generic high street that we look like we're Birmingham or we're Manchester, where every store is from a chain.
A British chain.
Yeah, and what we want is to have a little unique local business. But unless we, as consumers, support our local businesses, we're not going to have any. I don't know if we board it off forever, because we have a very voracious bunch of landlords who will find somebody else to pay extortionate rates. I mean, I think at the bottom line of all of this is that we need a realignment. I mean, if you look at the price of a coffee or price of anything in this country, what underpins that cost is the ridiculous cost that we have to pay for property or for rentals. And I think maybe we, a little bit more realism, we might get a different high street.
I think it's going to lose a lot of its charm with everything moving out and Topshop closing down, everything's closing, so we'll see. It's more switched online now.
I think it's sad that shops are closing, like particularly small businesses that are, you know, that are family businesses and things like that, and Amazon is thriving. Like they've said that Amazon have made like billions of dollars over this lockdown, whereas small family-run businesses are closing forever. I mean, the government are obviously looking after everyone, and like they're trying to lower the rates of the infection and everything like that. But I do think it's sad that family-run businesses have to close down and places like Amazon are thriving.
And when you walk past Fun Place, they still are selling fake boobs and fake bottoms. And when they started selling them in the 90s or in the 80s, they were risque. But now they're considered quite normal.
Yeah, definitely. Which I suppose is good that we're moving to more progressive. But obviously some things might be still offensive. But definitely, yeah, it's a bit of character and culture because it's been there since the 80s. And I think the loss of any long-standing small business in Dublin is definitely not something to be celebrated. Yeah, I definitely agree. I think it's a real shame seeing all these small businesses going out of business and places like Amazon thriving. Smaller businesses definitely need as much help as they can at the moment and to shop local.
And you're trying to shop local?
We are, we definitely, Always trying to support local businesses.
Yeah.
I think we definitely have to worry about the high street, Henry. Shopping habits have changed. They were changing anyway before the pandemic, and I just think the pandemic has maybe pushed or accelerated the whole thing by a decade, perhaps. But nonetheless, there is a place for retail in society and in life. People love shopping, and particularly the stuff that we do, which is fun, and it's, you have to sort of try it on and see it and touch it and feel it. I think retail will come back, but it could be a while before it makes that comeback. And I think people are starting to really think about where they're spending their money now. More and more people are shopping local. They understand that the value of giving money to local businesses. They also understand the environmental impact of buying stuff from people like Amazon, who are just a big machine. The stuff has been shipped all around the world. There's a huge carbon footprint in that. And I think, people are wising up to the fact that it shouldn't be all about Amazon, and that local people and local services can actually enhance your experience.
What's the strangest thing that someone's come in and asked you for?
Well, I suppose one of the funniest episodes was the first day we took over the shop. My wife was working there, and I think it was actually the first customer came in and asked her for a male nappy, and she nearly died.
Excuse me, a male nappy?
A male nappy. She nearly fainted there and then on the spot. And she came home that evening and was telling me, so I'm never going back in there again. I think things have softened, undoubtedly. You know, it's very hard to shock people nowadays. But fun is fun, and you know, boobs 40 years ago were fun, and they're still fun today. So people come in and still ask us for stink bombs, and all the stuff that was around years and years ago is still the same today, you know. Particularly with a pandemic, people need to have fun and more fun. And in Fun Place, we had brilliant fun for 40 years, and we hope to bring that fun back to Dublin again. And that's the only message I would say. When times are tough like this, look for the bit of crack. It's what keeps you going.